So Dramatic would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land this podcast was recorded on, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. So Dramatic Daily, your daily dose of the latest and most dramatic reality TV news. Welcome to So Dramatic Daily. I'm Megan Pistetto. Coming up today, a farmer wants a wife. Fan favourite couple have officially tied the knot. I'm a celebrity. Sky Wheatley has revealed all of the cosmetic procedures she's undergone in the past. And Married at First Sight's Lauren Dunn has confirmed that she knew about Jonathan and Ellie's texts before the commitment ceremony. So much drama, so little time. Let's get into the show. 3 years after meeting on Australia's most successful dating show, Farmer Wants a Wife's Andrew Guthrie and Jess Nathan have surprised fans with news that they quietly got married. Taking to Instagram this week, Jess revealed that the couple were currently on their honeymoon. She wrote alongside a video of her and Andrew walking along a beach, Mr. and Mrs. Guthrie honeymooning hard. Now, naturally, fans thought that they had missed a chapter after being surprised by the news that they were married and subsequently asked to see their wedding photos. And yep, I agree. Show us the pics. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here's Sky Wheatley has revealed all of the cosmetic procedures that she's undergone, and I love her honesty. So this week on the show, Candace Warner kicked off the confession by asking Sky if her bum was real. Sky replied, saying that it is 100% real. Good to know. Then Paralympian Ellie Cole asked, what's not real on you? And Sky listed off the following: her lashes, nose, lips, and boobs. The 30-year-old then revealed that she'd also had her cheeks done once, but didn't like it because she looked like Maleficent. Now, Sky has always been open and transparent with her fans, documenting the journey of her second boob job on OnlyFans back in July last year after getting a botched breast augmentation in Bangkok in 2015. She also told her followers that she'd had trapezius slimming injections in her shoulders last June. And I don't know about you, but I love this transparency from her. Married at First Sight's Lauren Dunn has confirmed that she actually knew about Jonathan McCullough and Ellie Dix's texts before the commitment ceremony. So this week, Lauren appeared blindsided when Tori Adams all too willingly dished that Jonathan had been messaging previously departed bride Ellie behind her back. However, red flag old mate Jack Dunkley later claimed that Lauren was actually well aware of this before her and Jonathan took to the couch. Talk about a plot twist. He told Hits, Alan and Carly, Andrea and Lucinda both had this information. I'm pretty sure Lucinda asked Tori if she would bring it to air. The exclusive is that Tori actually asked Lauren out the back, I've got this information, what do you want me to do with it? And Lauren asked her to bring it up at the commitment ceremony. Now, naturally, a lot of people fob Jack's claims off because, well, it's Jack. However, Lauren has since confirmed herself that he, for once, is actually telling the truth. Appearing on the same radio show, Lauren admitted that Jack's allegations were actually true. She said, what happened was, we go to the commitment ceremonies. Two people share a taxi to the commitment ceremony, and we're not meant to discuss things about the show on the way. But obviously, Lucinda and Tori were discussing this. When we got there, we were still mic'd up, and there were producers everywhere, but we actually weren't being filmed at the time. Tori and Lucinda pulled me aside and we had producers all around us and they did tell me. But once this happens, you're filming a TV show and it's something so huge, it needs to be discussed while we're filming. And fair enough. Now, she then clarified that she only learned about Jonathan and Ellie's texts moments before they walked into the commitment ceremony. She added, Lucinda and Tori definitely told me, and I said, yes, we need to discuss this on the couch. Jack is actually telling the truth. And that's got to be a first. That is the latest from So Dramatic Daily. If you would like even more piping hot tea, head straight over to our website, sodramaticonline.com, or click the links in the show notes to find us on social media. I will see you guys back here, same time, same place, next episode. Goodbye, good riddance, and good luck. Ciao for now. Kind regards. So Dramatic Daily.